Congratulations, you found the day before cache at Lake Hopatcong in New Jersey. Lake Hopatcong is the last known location where Eleanor and Edward were seen alive together. Reverend Edward Hall, his wife Frances Noel Stevens Hall, church choir singer Mrs. Eleanor Mills, and Sunday school teacher Minnie Clark all traveled together to this lake on September 13, 1922, the day before Edward Hall and Eleanor Mills became the two victims in the infamously unsolved Hall Mills double homicide. At this very location, the secret lovers intended to enjoy a day trip on their last full day alive. Wonder what was said and unsaid? Well, keep listening to hear whispers of these voices from the past. For the best listening experience, we suggest you safely and at your leisure listen while roaming freely along the banks of the lake, or sitting under a tree, or while staring into the placid waters, just like Edward, Eleanor, Frances, and Minnie Clark did almost 100 years ago.
September 13th, 1922. A day that would later be recognized as the day before the murders. Minnie Clark is invited on a trip up to Lake Hopatcong by Reverend Edward Hall and his wife, Frances Hall, both just returned from Maine. Minnie Clark is slightly confused because
Eleanor Mills is also invited. She's near him, Edward. First time in weeks. She's happy.
Edward Hall is pleasant to everyone.
Look, a feather! It's beautiful. An eagle feather.
What a marvel.
Up at the lake. There are things that we're not saying.
What a marvel. He does not say, it is like you.
Eleanor does not kiss him. She does not touch him. To look at him, she can barely breathe. Eleanor has questions she doesn't ask.
Edward does not walk aside with Eleanor.
Eleanor does not walk aside with Edward. Eleanor has questions she doesn't ask.
Edward has no answers.
Did you need me?
Yes.
Did you want me to be with you?
Yes.
Did you miss me?
Of course.
Did you want to write to me?
Yes.
Would you leave her?
Let's not talk about that right now.
Would you ask me to leave with you?
The future is too far away.
Have you saved any money?
Yes.
Do you have a place on a map?
I don't know.
Would we leave the country?
Probably.
Do I embarrass you?
No.
Would you miss her?
No.
Would you miss her money?
Let's not talk about her right now.
Would I miss New Brunswick?
No.
Would I miss my children?
Minnie Clark has a question.
Edward Hall rather forgot that Minnie Clark was here.
Minnie Clark has a question. Why was I invited on this trip?
Going up to the lake. I feel like Lazarus, alive again. I feel alive again.
I mean, Minnie Clark teaches Sunday school. I mean, what is going on here? What is this happenstance? Why am I here?
The veil cannot be lifted.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Minnie Clark doesn't want to be here anymore. You don't know how they look at me.
The pursuit of happiness can't be a sin. Infidelity is a sin.
Divorce can't be a sin.
Willie Stevens.
Doesn't matter.
Minnie Clark.
Doesn't matter.
Francis Voorhees.
Doesn't matter.
Ralph Gorslin.
Doesn't matter.
Catherine Rastel.
Doesn't matter.
Agnes Storer.
Doesn't matter.
Jim Ward.
Doesn't matter.
Martha Godfrey.
Doesn't matter.
Michelle Bacorn.
Doesn't matter.
Victor Beckley.
Doesn't matter.
Charlotte Hayden.
Doesn't matter.
Margaret Kolesar.
Doesn't matter.
Paul Stout.
Doesn't matter.
Susan Morano.
Doesn't matter.
James Mills.
Doesn't matter.
Francis Hall.
Doesn't matter.
To shove off already, is it? We'll get away in a jiffy. Just finishing a few thoughts.
Finishing a few thoughts.
Finish!
It was September 13th. They'd gone up to the lake.
It was not pleasant.
Thank you for listening to the Day Before audio experience. Please don't forget to sign the logbook and replace the cache for our next set of hunters. For more historical context about that case, please visit the cache description in the Geocache app or the Think Reinverse website. This ghost hunt was brought to you by Think Reinverse and Butch Mermaid Productions. If you like this hunt, try to find our 9 other geoghosts waiting for you in New Jersey, New York, Virginia, Texas, and even Venice, Italy, all in locations relevant to the Hall Mills murder mystery of 1922. If you'd like to learn more about the lives of the characters in this famous double homicide, check out our podcast, That's How the Story Goes, available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or by visiting our website, thinkreimburse.org, where you can also donate to the artists who created the ghost hunt if you wish. Either way, happy hunting.